It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team held visiting Kansas City, Kansas Community College to 20 points in the second half, including five over the game's final 10 minutes, and a 75-50 home win Tuesday inside Arlie Bryan Gymnasium. The T-Birds led the Blue Devils by 15 at the halftime break, and then outscored them by 10 points in the second half to hand previously unbeaten Kansas City, Kansas its first loss of the season. Cloud County freshman Shea Wirtz led all scorers with 20 points on 8 of 12 shooting. The freshman from Clifton, Kansas fell two rebounds shy of a double-double. Freshman Talasia Thomas and sophomore transfer Tiana Davis were the other two T-Birds in double figures with 12 points apiece. Thomas collected 7 rebounds, while Davis drilled 3 shots from behind the arc. With the win, Cloud County has improved to 4-0 on the season. The T-Birds have one final non-conference game scheduled when they host Bethany College JV for a 6 p.m. tip Thursday in Arlie Bryan Gymnasium. Last year, the T-Birds defeated the Sweets 76-68 on November 13, 2023. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team overcame a sluggish shooting first half by piecing together a 28-6 run to start the second half before pulling away for a 91-52 victory over Sterling College JV Tuesday inside Arlie Bryan Gymnasium. The T-Birds, now 4-1 on the season, make one final road trip before the start of conference play when they head to North Platte, Nebraska Saturday to face the North Platte Knights at 4 p.m.